young woman in her 20s mourned her beloved husband, who is believed to have been buried under the rubble of a building that collapsed in Juba's Aisora neighborhood this morning. It is not clear how many people were buried under the building. Police spokesperson Major General Daniel Justin says he does not have sufficient information on the number of people affected by the incident, adding that efforts are ongoing to recover bodies and rescue survivors. Hundreds of sympathizers and neighbors rushed to the scene to rescue about 6 construction workers. Lele Eliaba, a neighbor, says her house was destroyed when the building collapsed, but nobody was injured.
They were cutting construction blocks. Some people were down and others up, and they were lifting the blocks from one person to another. And we were seated here looking at them, but we suddenly saw the building falling on them.
Dennis Marcel Lado is another neighbor who says the building could have collapsed due to poor quality work.
I am not sure if the foundation of this building was well constructed. Another problem, I think, was that on the third floor, the workers overloaded it with the blocks, and it might be the one that caused the damage.
South Sudan in Focus was unable to reach both the engineer and the owner of the building for comments. Emmanuel Kamis Richard is the acting mayor for Juba City. He describes today's accident as an eye-opener.
To ensure that all the buildings in Juba are properly checked, whether they met the necessary conditional requirements to put up these structures. Therefore, we're going to be very serious, and I will have a meeting urgently with the Engineering Council, the State Minister of Housing and Physical Infrastructure, all our engineers, will put them together to ensure that buildings are regulated. Number two, I want to urge the security organs to be vigilant, to track down the owner of this building so that he can be apprehended and then investigated to establish whether, prior to the construction of this building, he has qualified and met the necessary requirements. So
he says his office will send a team to inspect all tall buildings under construction around the city for compliance of construction requirements. Richard says everybody who owns a tall building in Juba must submit their documents to the city council within 14 days. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.